Sadly, we have to begin with bad news from Chapel Hill, as police say a pedestrian died after being hit by a vehicle last night on MLK Boulevard. This happened shortly after 9 p.m. Police initially got a call about a person in traffic on the road near Perkins Drive in northern Chapel Hill, and the individual was struck as officers were in the process of responding and died on the scene. Investigation is still ongoing. We'll have more details as we receive them. In legal news, a UNC football player was arrested Wednesday in Chatham County on charges of assault. Inside Carolina was first to report the arrest of senior defensive back Don Chapman, who had his first court appearance yesterday. Complicated case, though. According to WRAL, a police report said Chapman's pregnant girlfriend threatened to commit suicide and Chapman took a gun away from her, but police say he assaulted her in the process. He's charged with domestic criminal trespassing, assault on a female, and misdemeanor battery of an unborn child. His girlfriend has also been charged with assault. No injuries in that incident. Chapman has played in 34 games with Carolina, including this year's season opener against Florida A&M. Of course, UNC back in action Saturday against Georgia State. We'll have your preview of that when we get to sports. In Raleigh today, Governor Roy Cooper is slated to make a major economic development announcement at 10 a.m. No official word what it's going to entail, but multiple outlets are reporting a possible big announcement in Chatham County. A Durham-based company called Wolfspeed is reportedly set to announce a new chip manufacturing plant that could bring 1,800 new jobs. More on that as we receive it. Now to campus, where the UNC system launched a new tool yesterday to help students looking to transfer from one school to another. It's called the Common Numbering System, a database of more than 1,600 courses from the 16 system campuses and all the state's community colleges to make it easier for students to determine which course credits will transfer from one school to the next. System President Peter Hahn says about a third of students in the UNC system will transfer at some point in their college careers, many of them moving from community college to a four-year institution. Also on campus, a new system for students who want to study at the Davis Library. As of now, each floor of the library is going to be designated as one of three types of study zones with different noise levels for each zone. Those new systems come as students continue getting into the groove of the new semester. Everyone's hoping for a fully normal university experience for the entire school year, and if we make it, that'll be the first time in 4 years the pandemic hasn't caused major disruptions, and the first and only normal school year for UNC is soon to be graduating seniors. With more from campus, here's Carolina Connections, Emma Cook.
The dining hall was always bustling. Me and my friends would almost fight people for tables, and we sat in this one section all the time, and it'd be one really small little circular table and like six of us.
Allison Bradshaw had one normal semester at UNC before she was sent home in March 2020. What was supposed to be 4 years of packed dining halls, in-person classes, and buzzing campus life turned into a college experience that no one could have predicted. Bradshaw didn't realize that this normal campus life wouldn't return until she was a senior. For the class of 2023, it's been one interruption after another. Bradshaw finished her first year at home, and while UNC did attempt to hold in-person classes again at the start of her sophomore year, students were again sent home only 2 weeks later. Despite returning to in-person learning the following year, she says college still wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Everyone was kind of afraid that they were going to kick everybody off again.
Emily Pack is another member of the class of 2023 who agrees. She says that while her junior year began to resemble a normal year, students still had to remain cautious in the face of COVID-19.
There was always like a stress in the back of your mind, like thinking of, you know, who you're sitting by in class and like someone coughs and you like immediately overthink everything.
But they're both hopeful that senior year will finally be a chance to have an uninterrupted school year, even if it's the only one that they get. And as COVID starts to loosen its hold on the classroom, the future looks promising. Though students with COVID are encouraged to stay home, Bradshaw says that most of her classes aren't offering a Zoom alternative anymore. Students last year could attend class virtually if they overslept or just didn't feel like coming in person. But now, classrooms are full once again.
I don't think I really realized how many people had went into hiding until this semester. Like, just seeing so many people, like, all the time. Traffic is awful. Oh my gosh. I forgot how bad Chapel Hill traffic could be. I was stopped at a light for 10 minutes straight.
Some think Chapel Hill is busier than before the pandemic. Todd Ochoa has been teaching at UNC for 14 years, and he says that the energy this semester is unlike any other he's experienced. After 3 years of an abnormal college experience, campus life is now stronger than ever.
And I can also feel like on the sidewalks on campus, in the pit, in the streets around campus, just a kind of determination to be here. And it's exciting.
The libraries, for instance, are already crowded with students. Seniors especially are ready to savor as much of UNC as they can, knowing that they missed out on 3 years of it. Pac has even created a senior bucket list for her and her friends. UNC students normally have plenty of time to try all the restaurants on Franklin Street and to win an intramural championship shirt. But for the class of 2023, COVID has taken away these opportunities.
Some of the things on it are like, eat at Sutton's, because I've never been to Sutton's. Cross that off the list. We did that. But just other like basic things that we've never done, like never been to Merit's, basic UNC traditions that we're excited to knock it out and just soak up all of senior year.
There's hope for one normal year, even if it's the only one they get. In Chapel Hill, I'm Emma Cook.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. Normal operations on the UNC campus also means normal operations for Carolina Performing Arts, back with its fall season starting 2 weeks from today. I spoke about the new season recently with CPA Executive Director Allison Friedman.
This is a full fall season planned. We are not doing social distancing. We are not knocking on lots of wood, because we are planning to have a full season of performances, and because of your fabulous audience, we'll be sold out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of these shows. So what are some of the highlights?
We are kicking it off with a Southern Fabulous bang. If anybody's been hearing Beyonce's new song, Break My Soul, on the radio, you have been hearing our opening act, Big Frida from New Orleans, the queen of bounce, the queen diva. She'll be performing with the Soul Rebels, New Orleans Brass Band. It is a fabulous, sexy way to kick off our season. And students, $10 tickets for everything. So if you love Beyonce, if you want to see Big Frida live, September 23rd, I am pretty excited to see this big opener.
That's Allison Friedman there. Get CPA's fall schedule and buy tickets at carolinaperformingarts.org. And you can listen back to our full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelboro.com. You can also visit Chapelboro for more local news, including a piece on the connection between Queen Elizabeth II and the UNC football team. Queen Elizabeth, of course, passed away yesterday at the age of 96. 6:15, your time right now. Time now for sports and a look ahead at Tar Heel football coming up in just a second. First, though, an impressive win for second-ranked UNC women's soccer last night. They rolled over third-ranked Duke in Durham 3-0, the final score. Tori Hansen got the game-winning goal in the first half. Emily Murphy and Isabel Cox added insurance goals in the second as Carolina bounced back from a loss to UCLA and moved to 6-1 on the season. Tar Heels back in action Sunday, hosting Central Florida at 1. Three Tar Heel teams in action today. UNC Volleyball hosting Michigan State at 6 o'clock tonight in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They'll also host Michigan at 6 tomorrow. UNC Men's Soccer looking to get back on the winning track when they host 10th-ranked Pitt tonight at 7. And the second-ranked Tar Heel field hockey team is out west this weekend, taking on Cal tonight at 7, and then facing Stanford on the road Sunday. And, of course, UNC football back in action tomorrow down in Atlanta to face Georgia State. This is a rematch from last year. Carolina won that one easily in Chapel Hill. Will we get the same result this time around? 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe has your preview.
UNC's game with Georgia State comes the week after an emotional victory, the week before a bye, and 2 weeks before a major home date with Notre Dame. In short, it has trap game written all over it. The Tar Heels can go 3-0 for the second time in the last three seasons with a win this Saturday, but will have to do so in Atlanta, a city which hasn't treated the UNC football program well in years past. More than that, Carolina head coach Mack Brown said he expects the Panthers to play with all the fire and intensity App State did, even if the crowd isn't as frenzied as the one in Boone.
We are the only Power 5 team to ever play at Georgia State. So we're the biggest game in the history of Appalachian State last week, and we're the biggest game in the history of Georgia State this week. So we are getting a test.
Tar Heel fans will be anxious to see whether Carolina's thus far porous defense can finally turn the proverbial corner. The unit is allowing 492 yards per game through the first 2 weeks and gave up 40 points in its last quarter of football. Brown expressed support for new defensive coach Gene Chizik, and Chizik himself noted the problems he diagnosed against the Mountaineers are fixable.
I have a lot of confidence in our guys still being all in, without question. I don't think there's any question right now. And particularly when you have, you know, scenarios like this where you can literally show them together as a group, this is what happens, and this is always a game of inches, right? So, you know, if a safety's off just a yard or two, or a linebacker's, you know, over in a gap, you know, a foot and a half away, those things matter.
On offense, redshirt freshman quarterback Drake May will look to build upon two red-hot games and several nationwide honors. As of Friday, the team is keeping the status of star wide receiver Josh Downs close to the chest, but the Tar Heels still scored 6 touchdowns without him last Saturday. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo said Georgia State's defense shares some qualities with their Sun Belt peers in Boone, but said those similarities can be both positive and negative.
I think the DC at Georgia State does a few different things out of the same base defense than App does, but there is a lot of overlap this week, which can be a benefit because we're not seeing something that's completely new and drastically different from what we've had in the past. But sometimes I think maybe, hey, we had a lot of success with this last week and it's just going to go that well this week. It's going to be different because the players are different and the strengths are different.
If there's one area where Carolina can feel confident, it's the crowd. Atlanta is one of the biggest landing spots for UNC alumni. Brown praised UNC's fan presence at App State and issued a call for all Tar Heels in the area to flock to Center Park Credit Union Stadium this weekend.
We had a great crowd at Boone. I was surprised, but those 10,000 seats in the end zone, most of them were ours. So they added seats and it helped us. And it was a hard ticket to get. And one of our best fan bases is in Atlanta. So I'm really hoping that we have the same type crowd in Atlanta for this game.
If that sounds familiar, it's because Brown said something similar before UNC traveled to Atlanta last year to face Georgia Tech in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That game, a humiliating 45-22 loss, effectively knocked Carolina out of the ACC Coastal Division race just 4 weeks into the season. The Tar Heels would be hard-pressed to play worse than they did that day, and also hard-pressed to finish a game worse than they did against the Mountaineers. It seems the only direction to go is up. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Good place to be when you're 2-0. Kickoff time is noon in Atlanta. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Pregame coverage starting at 9 with Inside Carolina Live. Elsewhere in sports, season tickets on sale now for Carolina women's basketball. UNC released season tickets yesterday. You can buy them online at GoHeels.com. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls lost their second straight last night, 7-2 to Scranton Wilkes-Barre. The Bulls continue their home series against the Rail Riders tonight. First pitch in the D-Bat at 6:35.